state your name and your preference.
Allie Mac.
Kim PC.
John, and Mac is just a trend.
I'm Chelsea Cashin, and I'm a PC.
Fletcher PC.
Janice PC, of course. Is there another choice?
Michael Faulkner, Macintosh, since the Apple IIe in 1987.
State your name and your preference.
Mick Orff, missionary position.
My sexual preference? I like chicks, dude.
Not married.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for subscribing or for streaming or for downloading and listening on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 110, Mac versus PC. Welcome to another in our ongoing series of legendary reduced debates. In podcasts past, we've debated the relative merits of Jean-Luc Picard versus James Tiberius Kirk. We've pondered the semantic distinctions of nerds versus geeks, and we've analyzed the bells and whistles and joys and frustrations of the two biggest social networking sites currently, MySpace and Facebook. But this week we tackle the most basic issue for those of us working online on the worldwide intertubes, the issue of the Apple computer versus a Dell computer or a Sony computer or anything that runs Windows, a PC. I asked our webmaster, Matt Rippey, a dedicated PC guy, to talk to our actor, Michael Faulkner, a dedicated follower of Apple, while they were all in Miami. Fortunately, for most of the conversation, Reed Martin was there to referee.
We are sitting here with Reed Martin of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Can you please state your name and your computing preference?
My name is Reed Martin. I don't know if I have a computing preference. I started on a Mac because everybody in the Reduced Shakespeare Company was using Macs when I started, and I'm not that technically savvy. So the only savvy thing I decided I should do is use what everybody who I was working with was using, because when I would need help, somebody could help
me. Just follow the in crowd, fit in. You're a sheep, is what you're saying. And how's that been working out for you?
You know, it's fine. I think of all the RSC guys, I might be short of Mick Orff, I might be the least technically savvy. So it's been fine for my needs. Mostly it's email, it's word processing. I use iChat, I use iTunes, and that's kind of about it.
Right. So you're not as hooked. You actually have a life, or maybe an iLife.
or low life. Yeah, I mean, this debate's been going on in the dressing room for a while, and I've always thought, it struck me that people prefer the one they've used the most or the one they've started out with. Now, you have a different opinion about that. So, I'm not a Mac pod person, but it does everything that I need, and so I haven't felt any need to change. I've used a PC only occasionally, and I'm just not that used to it or familiar with it. So it feels strange to me, but that's because I'm not used to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from what I recall of the early days of the internet and the way the Reduced Shakespeare Company latched onto it, it's been a vital part of the development of the Reduced Shakespeare Company over the past decade, hasn't it? I mean, with traveling and writing and co-authoring from afar, you've been able to do a lot of work strictly using email.
Yeah, we do a lot of emailing back and forth, running the business. You know, when we were writing the Bible show, Austin was, I think, living in Chicago. I was living in Northern California. Adam was living in London. So sometimes we'd be together, and other times we'd write and email each other scripts and have the other person rewrite it and like that.
And when was the last time your Mac crashed?
I don't usually take it in the car.
Well, good thinking.
Yeah. You're trying to get me into this thing about the infallibility of the Mac. I'm not one of those guys, but you're a PC guy, right?
I'm a PC guy. Yeah, I was hoping you'd tell me that it crashed last week.
But you're like 100% behind the PC.
Well, I'm only behind the PC because maybe, like you say, it's what I grew up with, And I like, to me, a PC is like a Mr. Potato Head, and a Mac is more like a Barbie doll. You know, she looks great, she has some accoutrements, but a Mr. Potato Head, you can totally change and add on things, make him a totally different character. You know, there's just more flexibility.
Now, so, now you're recording...
Michael was shaking his head to that. Now, you play with Barbies, Michael? Is that right?
No, the Mac is more like an Etch-a-Sketch.
But ooh, good.
Now,
yeah.
We're recording this onto your... What is that, Matt Rippey, that you're holding in your hand?
You're being the PC guy.
What are we recording this in? It looks like an iPod,
Matt. Yeah, we're recording this on something that someone gave me for my birthday.
Uh-huh. Why aren't you using the PC version of that?
Well, had I gotten one for my birthday, I might have been using it. I'll have to say, when it comes to the gadgets, man, they're great. And they are sexy, and they work. They do work. It's you can rely on them. You pay over and above for them, but yeah, they are groovy.
So in the discussion we were having earlier in the dressing room, it sounds to me like someone like you who was really into computers and knows the ins and outs of it and wants to be able to fiddle with things and use everything. Mm. Your point is that's more easily done on a PC.
Yeah.
And we were also saying, you were saying a lot of software doesn't work on Macs. And is that because of market share of the Mac, or is there something beyond that?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of both. And also, you know, Microsoft is releasing a lot of their software now under an open source license, which helps the development. I think maybe perhaps they see a future in open source as a way forward.
And this is what I was saying, is that the real tinkerer computer guys are all into Linux. They don't partake.
For the layman, explain to me what Linux is.
Well, it's based off of Unix, which was an open source operating system that was used on mainframes back in, you know, the 50s and 60s. It was developed as the operating system for these mainframe computers, and all like the schools and .edu's.
So mainframes are real big computers with different portals and offices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then and Linux, somebody took Unix and tweaked it basically, and now it is a completely open source operating system. You can go and download it for free, different versions all over the web, and you can replace Windows or Mac OS X.
And if I've only ever used the Macs, if I got Linux, would it be easier? Would it be? Is it intuitive?
Interchangeable. Yeah. There'd be a slight learning curve, but just like Mac OS X and Windows. It's a graphic user interface, which means you click with a mouse and you click and open things. So that works.
And the only thing would be like if you came home and found that everyone rearranged your furniture and put things in different drawers.
Right.
That's what it would be like.
Yeah.
It'd just take you a while to go, oh, that's where I put that, and those are where my socks are. So
I've got something different in my drawers today, but I don't want to get into it. Now, for what you do as our webmaster, what you do, is that even possible on a Mac?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay.
And in fact, you know, as we said before, that if you're manipulating images, music, or video, Macs are great for that. I mean, that's where they really come into their own. As a web designer, I like PCs, because 80% of my audience is viewing from PC-based operating systems and browsers.
Right, because they're the sheep that like to go along with the crowd.
I like experimenting with software. I mean, I'm a big fan of open-source software, and I'm always loading up something to play and see if it helps me at all, and there's just more available on the PCs. With them, you know, Windows.
But I have to say, ever since Mac moved to OS X, which is also based on Unix, just like Linux, there has been an explosion in development of third-party freeware and shareware and software for the Mac.
But I have a quick question. You're saying for some music and images and some of those things, graphics. The Mac is good for that.
Yeah.
What in your mind is the PC, the advantage to the PC? Because there's some things that you clearly feel the PC
or Windows. What's the advantage to Windows?
Yeah. Well, again, I think if you if you're, let's say, just a business user, you're not dealing in media, then a PC is just a machine that you're going
to
go with.
Because everybody else does.
Because it's going to be compatible.
And you have to admit that all Microsoft software runs better under Windows than it does under Linux or Mac OS X.
Absolutely.
But that's because Microsoft is gearing it towards their own operating system to try to get you to buy more Windows software, including their operating system.
And the same goes. I mean, if you want to level that argument at the Windows, then you have to level it straight back at Mac.
iTunes iTunes works great on a PC.
It certainly does, yeah.
And I just insert a disclaimer to all of our listeners. Sure. If any of you are like me, you've only gotten about half of this.
This is Alex Beeman. I'm one of the media propulsion engineers on the new iPhone, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Okay, so tell me, you honestly believe then that your life has been made better by your Mac stuff?
Absolutely, and I've worked on PCs in offices and everywhere else, and let me tell you, Windows is a pale imitation of the Macintosh operating system. And it's common knowledge that, you know, Apple invented the graphic user interface. In fact, on the Apple IIe that I had in 1987, they had a demonstration. And instead of a mouse, it was called a turtle. There was a little turtle on the screen that you could navigate to click on things. And this was Apple's invention, and it was going to be huge. And they changed the turtle to the mouse, obviously, because the turtle had the connotation of being slow.
Right, of course. Right, so, duh. Yeah. Okay, well, I handed to you.
And then Windows didn't come out with their graphic user interface for years later. And then when they did, everyone was like, well, that's obviously a copy of Mac.
Right. Well, and, you know, fair enough. I will hand it to you that in terms of user interface, GUIs, Apple, it's sweet. It's really sleek. You know, I love the way you kind of, at the bottom, the dock. I love the way those, you know, pop up when you put your mouse over them. It's all very sleek and sexy. I'll hand that to you. Yeah. But limited in capacity. I mean, come on, you know, a PC opens the world to you.
But you have to remember that all of the creative applications that have now become industry standard got their start on the Mac. Whether it's film editing programs, whether it's Photoshop, whether it's Quark, whether it's, you know, I mean, Adobe was an Apple-only software company when it started.
That's right, I remember that, yeah.
And all of the versions of that software that run on PCs, like if you are a creative professional, all those versions that run now on Mac and PC, the PC versions are far inferior.
Yes, now I will hand it to you that if you work in any kind of visual graphics or media manipulation, then yes, Apple seems to be the way to go. But here's my gripe, is that I was just checking the stats, right, for the Reduced Shakespeare Company website, and consistently we're looking at over 80% Windows operating system with IE7. Over 80%, right? And that makes me happy as a web designer. There's averaging about 15% on the Mac stuff. And here's my point, and here's what really rubs me wrong, is that as a web designer, I want the website that I design to work on all systems. And yet, repeatedly, I get a phone call from Austin or an email saying, well, everything looks funky. And it's because he's on a Mac.
No,
looking at my screen, it looks fine.
No,
so what's Mac's problem? Why do they have to make everything look different?
It's not because he's on a Mac. That you can't blame that on Mac. You got to blame that on the browsers. Because
Safari,
Firefox, Opera, Internet Explorer, the same site will look different in all three of those browsers, whether you're on a Mac or a PC.
Well, I agree with you, but why is it that it appears, according to our stats, that only Mac users are into Safari? I mean, hello, it comes prepackaged, doesn't it? And Firefox.
I can tell you why.
This is going to come to blows, isn't it?
Because the majority of
I'm afraid right now.
Because the majority of people that own computers, like Mick, really don't know how to use them. And so the majority of people that buy a Mac because their friends tell them to just stick with Safari rather than switching over to Firefox, although Firefox is clearly a better browser, which also explains why 80% of the people buy PCs, because they clearly don't know what they're doing.
Ooh. Okay, well, all I want to say is that as a web designer, you know, like what if you were making a TV show, right?
I would use Final Cut Pro on a Macintosh Intel Core 2 Power Duo.
Sure, but as a director, and maybe you make it look just the way you want it to look, and then when it plays on a TV, you want it to look the way that you shot it. But what if people started making TVs that made everyone, you know, sound like fish, or look, you know, skinny and tall, or wide and long? I mean, what if it changed the size of everything, or the color of the sky? You'd say, well, that's not the thing that I shot. Make me a TV that shows me what I've made, you know? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that metaphor falls apart because TV is an old medium, and internet is a is pull and push, whereas TV is just push media. And
Michael,
I already
now he's Michael talking turns about into a, like a character from Invasion of the Body Snatchers when he starts talking about computers. You're like, what would you? I would use Final Cut Pro with an M67 and a 1910 Twin Safari.
He's just using all them big numbers and words.
And let me tell you something else. You know, 80% of users are PC. 20 years ago, it was 10%. It was 90%.
Ooh.
Macintosh is gaining.
You're
let
creeping
me tell
up
you.
On us. Yeah.
It is. And not just
rate,
that.
In another 10 years, you might actually have a share of the market.
Let me ask you this. Would you? let me ask you this, Rippy. Would you like to own a Jaguar?
No.
Would you like to own a nice luxury car?
I'd like to own a smart car.
A smart car. Okay. Yeah. Well, a smart car is probably like not even 1% of the total auto market. Okay. Same with Jaguar luxury vehicles.
Lucky.
The Macintosh is a luxury computer, so only the higher end users are going to use it.
Yeah. Ooh.
Are you calling Matt Rippey white trash?
Are you dissing me for
cutting down?
He lives in London. He lives in London.
About your mother, right now.
Dude, he lives in London. They don't even know how to make a plug. They make a plug. Instead of having two nice, easy little thin prongs, they have three ugly, squarish brackets that go into the wall.
Which are far safer. Apparently, you know, statistically speaking, fewer kids electrocute themselves in England. That's true.
No, that's not true, because
you
you're using...
spouting these statistics. None of you have anything
it's
based
true.
On anything.
It's
that's
true.
Not true Every at all. Year. That's not true at all, because you use direct current, and we use alternating current, which means that you can pull your finger away for after you get, you know, a mild shock. And
if
you
your
guys,
timing's good.
And you're on 220 volts. We're only on 110.
Whenever Michael and I have a discussion, computer-related discussion, whatever my problem is, I'm like, Mike, I can't really figure out how to, you know, log on to my website right now. And he'll be like, well, that's because you have a PC. If you had a Mac, you could do this and that. But then that branches out into all the areas of my life. I'll be like, you know, Michael, I wake up, you know, four or five times a night to go to the bathroom. Well, that's because you have a PC, you know. Michael, my kids don't listen to me. That's because you have a PC. You know, whatever it is.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, which, by the way, was produced on a 4-year-old Mac PowerBook G4 using Apple's free audio recording and editing software called GarageBand, which is included free with every new Mac, which also converts the podcast into an MP3, which can be listened to on any computer. Then I upload it to our server and website using Fetch FTP software, and we convert it into real media and Windows audio streams using software that, for some reason, and is only available on PCs. Do any of you actually listen via Real Media or Windows Audio? Send us your preferences via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or leave us a message on our MySpace page at myspace.com/reducedshakespeare, although fewer people are doing that these days because more and more of you are finding us at facebook.com. You can also leave us a voice message using the microphone on your computer just by clicking the RSE voicemail button on our podcast page. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, particularly this week. He kept an open mind about the glories of the Mac. I know he feels bad that he didn't mount a more spirited defense against Michael's Apple passion, but Rippy, you should not beat yourself up. PCs are indefensible. Thanks also to PC Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. A random fan shout-out this week goes to Cybermudgeon. No reason. It's just random. Thanks to Janice, John, Kim, and Fletcher, our great tech team in Miami. Special thanks to Apple Computer's Alex Beeman. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 110/330 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And now, if you'll excuse me, I need to listen to Apple CEO Steve Jobs' keynote address at this week's Macworld Expo in San Francisco.
Hi, Austin. This is Rippy, and I have a confession to make. I covet Michael's Mac. Oh, it's just so beautiful and sleek and yes, sexy. Oh, and I covet your iPhone. Oh, it does everything. It controls the internet and it tells you anything you need to know in like seconds. And you Mac users, you have your own store to hang out in. Like where helpful people with name tags tell you how to get the most out of your iStuff. Okay, sure, IBM put Man on the Moon, and every website in the world is hosted on a PC, but
But spies use iPhones, and cool people use MacBooks, and I want to be cool. I've never been cool. I want to be a member of the elite group of iPeople who use iStuff. You know, it's like a secret society. You even have your own secret handshake. I've even painted my Sony Vaio aluminum colored to look like the new MacBook, which, according to the commercial, runs on only a quarter the power of a single light bulb. How do they do that? I mean, on top of being cool, they're like saving the planet. I love Macs. Oh, Austin, do me a favor, man. You got to delete this. And whatever you do, don't tell Michael.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.